Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mu'ili'ili Honganji. Mu'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic. If you go to our internet website at www.mu'ili'ili honganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Karen Murakami, in memory of Mr. Edward Murakami and Mr. Charles Ishida. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Alan Goto. Good morning, Mr. Goto.
Good morning. I missed presenting a White Way talk in 2020, as I had no idea how to record and submit a talk to Mu'ili'ili Honganji. I am technologically handicapped, but hope that I have figured out how to use a new tool this year. I'm sure that many of you join me now in feeling more positive about coping with the pandemic. Since March 16, 2020, Hawaii Betsuing has been essentially closed, offering limited and restricted religious services. As people get vaccine shots, we will slowly and mindfully define a new normal in returning to our temples and Sangha activities. I am very happy to observe how dedicated, resilient, and innovative that our temple ministers, staff members, and volunteers have been to keep sharing the Dharma and maintaining connection with Sangha members. As I am 77 years old, I have been sheltering at home and practicing social distancing for most of 2020, limiting outings to appointments with doctors and a dentist. Fortunately, our son, who lives with my wife and me, faithfully and diligently did all the shopping for food and essential household items. Like so many senior members, we patiently waited, hoping for the successful development of a vaccine, its distribution, and administration. For many years, I have been engaged in ceramics at Hawaii Potter's Guild. The pandemic closed all ceramic classes. Also, prior to the pandemic, my wife and I were taking watercolor painting classes at Hawaii Betsuing. That activity was discontinued, but via internet technology, I've been participating in Betsuing board and committee meetings, as well as Buddhist education offerings. With the new technology, Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki has continued to facilitate weekly Dharma dialogue sessions, and I recently participated in two Dharma presentations from California by Reverend Marvin Harada, Bishop of the Buddhist Churches of America, and last Saturday, a presentation by Reverend Dr. Ken Tanaka from Japan. Zoom allows us to offer Dharma events to people beyond our geographical borders. It is an important tool in sharing the Dharma. As community restrictions are lifted and I have been vaccinated, I return to the Potter's Guild every Tuesday to make pieces and do chores. And our watercolor painting teacher is now offering classes via Zoom. He presents a painting project and instructions via YouTube on a Monday, and students meet with him on Friday afternoons via Zoom for more instructions. And I observe that these artistic activities are meditative experiences, as for brief moments, I am focused on a single endeavor, no monkey mind. As I mindfully open my personal life in this way, I no longer feel isolated and confined. When the pandemic restrictions started, I observed that many people have started gardening. My wife and son started doing container gardening to assure that we would have some fresh vegetables to eat. While their effort is extremely practical, the cultivating practice seems to also include a focused and meditative quality. In late March 2020, a severe upset stomach took me to the emergency room. This exam started a series of medical scans and tests. Waiting for scan and test results, I was certainly filled with anxiety. I now know that I have a few non-life-threatening medical conditions that will routinely be monitored. As my primary care physician indicated, if nothing significantly changes, I will probably die with these conditions, not from them. I suspect that many of you have or are experiencing similar circumstances. As a result, I am deeply aware that aging must be supported by a spiritual practice, or aging itself is a spiritual practice. I am aware of impermanence, as I know that I have fewer more years to live than I have already lived, and of interdependence, as my life is nurtured and supported by caring thoughts and comforting actions of my wife, my sons, and other family members. My wife and I are fortunate to have three grandchildren. We babysat two of them while they were infants, and I developed an insight about the joy of impermanence as we observe growth and development of our grandchildren on a daily basis. We were delighted when they turned over for the first time, began to scoot and crawl, and then stand and walk. These physical changes were wonderful and joyful. This is life that is blooming. Now I am aware of impermanence in a different way. While my grandchildren are blooming, I am slowly declining or withering with age. And yet certainly I am not alone. I am aware of interdependence as the universe supports us all. How does one describe the embrace of universal wisdom and compassion? Reverend Shonen Kamikuni expressed his experience as follows. Life goes as it goes, and all is well. Or others have said, life is a bumpy road, yet all is well. I personally experience the idea of all is well in Dharma moments or glimpses of being settled and assured, and respond in gratitude with Namo Amida Butsu. I am grateful for this opportunity to share about my life during the pandemic. Please be safe, healthy, and mindful as we begin to open our temples and the larger community. In conclusion, please join me in the recitation of the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mr. Goto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 18th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom BWA Ishini Kakushini Day service will be Ms. Carol Valentine. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Karen Murakami, and our speaker, Mr. Alan Goto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Jay Okamoto, resident minister of Daionji Temple in Tokyo and former minister of Honpo Honganji, Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.
Buddha's great light shines into all.